Chapter 1. Standing near the head of the Senate chamber, waiting to be invited to the dais by Chief of State Borsk Failia, Leia Organa Solo found herself a bit nervous. Years rolled back, decades in fact, reminding her how she had felt when she first entered the Imperial Senate as the youngest person ever elected to such high office. She'd stood as a candidate to help her father, Bail Organa, continue his opposition of Palpatine and the madness that would permit things like Death Stars to be created. I was young then, very young, and understandably nervous. She looked around at the massive chamber and across the sea of senators filling it. It didn't have the grandeur of the old chamber, the one in which she had first served, but she felt a rich sense of tradition in it from the New Republic's days. Back in the Imperial era, after Palpatine had seized full power, there were no more than a handful of non-humans in the chamber, and then they were just aides to human senators. Now the humans were in the minority, much as they had been in the old Republic. She could see Senator Viki Shesh of Kuat and one of her Telbans, and Senator Cal Omis from Alderaan, but beyond them she had a hard time seeing more humans. And it's not just age catching up with my eyes. She smiled to herself, not wanting to be reminded of how much of her life had already passed by. Much of it had been spent here on Coruscant, helping form the New Republic into the star-spanning confederation of worlds that had emerged from the Empire's shadow. Or I was out fighting the Empire, being shot at. In here the attacks were more subtle, but almost as lethal. She shivered as she recalled the old Senate chamber even being bombed once. Glancing back over her shoulder, she saw Danny Quee, the young woman who barely 2 months ago had survived an attack and capture by an aggressive alien group that had assaulted several worlds on the galaxy's outer rim. Danny had been working at a research site used to monitor space beyond the edge of the galaxy, and had collected some evidence to suggest the invaders had actually come from another galaxy. Their ruthless tactics, coupled with the sheer economics of mounting an invasion from a distant galaxy, suggested to Leia that the aliens had to be intent on taking a great portion of this galaxy for their own. She'd come to the Senate to apprise the New Republic of this threat and enlist aid for the Rim worlds that would be facing the brunt of the alien onslaught. Beside the petite, brunette woman stood Bulfur, Leia's Nogri bodyguard. The Nogri were devoted to Leia and her brother Luke because of their efforts to repair the damage done to the Nogri homeworld of Honegger by the Empire. In their gratitude, the Nogri warded Leia and her family with a fierce loyalty that was second only to that of a Wookiee with a life debt. The pitch of Borsk Failia's voice shifted out of a deep drone to something a bit higher. Leia remembered how his voice would rise when he felt stressed. It brought her head up, and she focused her attention on what the Bothan was saying. "And so, it is my distinct pleasure to welcome back to this chamber a woman who has been more at home here than anyone else in the Senate's history. I present to you Leia Organa Solo, envoy from Dubrillion." "And about time, too," Leia thought. "You've been giving me the runaround long enough." She'd been trying to get this audience for weeks. Failia turned away from the podium and waved her forward. The Bothan had chosen to wear a sand-colored robe that was only a shade or two darker than his cream-colored fur. Violet piping that matched his eyes trimmed it. Leia found the robe reminiscent of the simple garments Mon Mothma used to wear when addressing the Senate or the people, but somehow it failed to grant the Bothan the air of simple nobility it had given Mon Mothma. Leia had chosen to wear black boots and slacks with a cerulean tunic. She also wore her hair up, letting her entire outfit and demeanor hint at the martial encounters that were the basis for her report. She knew it made her distinctly underdressed for the opulent Senate, but she also hoped it would make some of those present hearken back to the days when battle dress was the order of the day and decisions had to be made quickly. "Thank you, Chief Failia. Esteemed senators and honored guests, I bring you greetings and well wishes of the people of Dubrillion. It is their wish I inform you of a grave crisis in the Outer Rim. a previously unknown species, has launched a series of attacks in the Rim. They wiped out the X-Gal 4 station on Belkaden, attacked the world of Dubrillion, destroyed the New Republic ship Rejuvenator at Helska, and annihilated the world Cernpadal by crashing its moon into it. We managed to locate the alien base at Helska 4 and destroy it, but this does not end the threat. Leia looked up at her audience and was surprised at how many senators seemed to be bored, as if she were the narrator for some Kuwati Manners play. Well, I've not told them anything they don't already know, but now they have to acknowledge it and deal with it. She cleared her voice and glanced at the data pad on the podium for her notes. On Belkaden, Luke Skywalker found evidence of an ecological disaster that radically altered the atmospheric composition of the world. This disaster has been traced to an alien agent who was present on the world and slain there after he attacked Mara Jade Skywalker and my brother. The evidence seems to suggest that the aliens were preparing the world to be used as a base for invasion. Before she could continue, a hunchbacked Saurian senator, representing the various Baraguin communities, stood slowly.
"If it would please the Senate, I would ask the Speaker if she is the same Leia Organa Solo who undertook to mediate the Romamul-Osarian dispute."
Leia's eyes narrowed as she lifted her chin. "Senator Wynal is well aware that I am the same person who went to try to broker peace in that conflict."
"And was it not the action of a rash Jedi Knight that forced the Osarians to launch the attack that embroiled the system in war, killing Nome Anor, the Romamulian leader, in the process?"
Leia held her hands up. "With all due respect, Senator, the Romamul-Osarian conflict has little or nothing to do with the invasion I'm talking about."
Borsk Phalia turned toward Leia from his position on the dais to her right.
"Little or nothing. This would suggest there might be some sort of a connection."
She nodded uneasily.
"When the invader attacked Mara, he first tried to destroy R2, the R2 astromech droid my brother uses. The alien was shouting the same sort of anti-droid rhetoric that the Red Knights of Life on Romamul used in their crusades."
The Bothan blinked his violet eyes.
"So you are suggesting that these Red Knights are behind the poisoning of Belkaden, the destruction of Cernpadal, and the attack on Dubrillion? And they had weapons sufficient to drag a moon from orbit, yet were not able to defend their leaders against an attack by the Osarians? Am I understanding you correctly?"
"No, I don't believe you are, Chief Phalia."
Leia let a hint of iciness enter her voice.
"I don't believe the alien on Belkaden was influenced by the Red Knights. But it is possible that the Red Knights are part of a covert plot to disrupt the New Republic."
Another senator, this one a Rhodian, stood.
"You would have us believe, Envoy, that your effort failed because of a conspiracy born from outside the galaxy?"
"That's not what I'm saying."
Niuk Niuv, the senator from Sullust, rose to his feet.
"I don't believe it is either. I believe you are trying to deflect us from the threat the Jedi present to the New Republic. It was a Jedi who raised the tension level of the Osarians, triggering that war. You tell us a Jedi reported to you about this alien and about what he said. I am not so stupid that I cannot see the effort of a Jedi to turn us away from trouble their order has spawned."
"The Jedi on Belkaden was my brother, Luke Skywalker, Jedi Master."
"And who would more want to have the errors of his disciples forgotten?"
Leia forced her grip on the podium to slacken.
"I am well aware of the controversy surrounding the Jedi, but I ask you, in all good conscience, to focus beyond that debate and concentrate on what I'm telling you. An invasion has been mounted from outside this galaxy, and it will destroy the New Republic if you do not act to stop it now."
A human senator, Leia failed to recognize, rose to speak.
"Forgive me, but it is a well-known and long-established fact that a hyperspace disturbance on the edge of the galaxy makes travel into or out of the galaxy impossible. This supposed invasion could not have taken place. Leia shook her head. If that barrier does exist, they found a way around it. They were here, and there is ample evidence of their invasion in the Outer Rim. The Quarren, Pwo, rose and brushed fingertips over his pointed chin.
I am confused, then, Envoy. You told us that you had been part of an effort to destroy the invading force. I was led to believe you had been successful.
We were.
So there have been no more sightings of these invaders since then?
No, but that...
And do you have evidence to link them to the Red Knights other than hearsay about comments by a creature that is now dead?
No, but...
Do you have physical evidence of the invaders?
Some, a couple of bodies, a couple of their coral skippers.
Phalia smiled, flashing sharp teeth. Coral skippers?
Leia closed her eyes and sighed.
These aliens appear to rely on genetically engineered biochemical creatures. Their fighter craft are, well, grown out of something called Yorick coral.
The Bothan shook his head.
You're telling us that they used rocks to kill a Star Destroyer?
Yes.
Pwo glanced down at his desk, then looked up with a malevolent glint in his black eyes.
Leia, as one who has looked up to you in the past, I beg you, please stop now. You cannot know how pathetic you appear to be. You chose to leave public life. For you to come here now with this story in such a bold attempt to take back control from our hands is a pitiful thing.
What?
Leia blinked her astonishment away.
You think I came here to make a power grab?
I am given nothing else to think.
Pwo opened his hands and took in the whole of the chamber.
You want to protect your brother, your children, for they are all Jedi. And I can understand that. It is also clear you do not think we are capable of surviving any catastrophe without you. But the plain fact is that things have gone well since the resolution of the Bothan situation. We all understand the human lust for power, and we have admired you for suppressing it for so long. But now this...
No, no, that's not my intention at all.
Leia looked aghast at the senators.
What I am telling you is true. It's real. We may have thrown back a vanguard, but they're coming.
The Sullustan senator covered his ears with his hands.
Please, Leia, no more, no more. Your loyalty to the Jedi is laudable, but this attempt to make us think they might be useful because of some nebulous threat, it is beneath you.
But very human of her, the Baragwin sniffed.
An invisible fist seemed to close around Leia's heart and squeeze hard. Her elbows bent, and she rested her forearms on the podium.
You must listen to me.
Leia, please, do what Mon Mothma has done.
Pwo's voice filled with pity.
Fade away quietly. The government is ours now. Let us remember you fondly as someone who transcended her humanity.
Leia looked out at the senators and wished age had dulled enough of her vision so she couldn't see the looks of contempt being directed at her.
They won't see because they can't allow themselves to see. They need to be in control so badly they will ignore danger instead of admitting there is a crisis. They will lose everything just because they want to prove they are in control.
Their willful ignorance left her drained and speechless, with the weight of their pity and contempt crushing her down.
This can't be happening. Everything we have gained to be thrown away so foolishly.
Leia's grip on the podium slackened as she began to back away from it.
To lose everything.
A strong, sharp voice cut through the low murmuring in the Senate chamber.
How dare you? How dare any of you speak to her this way?
In the middle of the room, a golden-furred alien, long and lean, with purple striping rising up and back from the corners of his eyes, rose to his full height.
If not for this woman and the sacrifices of her family, none of us would be here, and most of us would be dead.
Alegos Akla opened his three-fingered hands.
Your blatant ingratitude lends credence to the imperial vision of our being mere beasts.
The Rhodian senator stabbed a sucker-tipped finger at the Kamasi.
Don't forget, she was one of them.
Alagos's eyes narrowed, and Leia felt a wave of pain wash off him.
Can you say that without realizing how feeble-minded it makes you sound? To lump her with Imperials is pure prejudice. Prejudice of the sort that the Imperials flaunted when they oppressed us.
Niuk Niuv waved away the Kamasi's comments with a flip of his hand.
Your criticism would bear more weight, Senator Akla, were you not known to have collaborated with Jedi before. Your sympathies for them run deep. Was not your uncle one of them?
Alagos drew his head back, emphasizing his height and slender form.
My loyalties to friends and relatives who were Jedi do not blind me to what Leia has tried to say here. You may choose to see the Jedi as a threat, and even I would acknowledge that the activities of some leave me cold, but she is reporting a new threat, perhaps a greater one, to the New Republic. To willfully ignore it so you may pursue your own glory is the height of irresponsibility.
Quo's tentacles curled up in anger.
This is well and good for you to say, Akla, but your people and their survival owes much to Leia and her family. Many of you died on Alderaan, and it has been human guilt and charity that has protected you for decades. Your rising to her defense is not surprising, akin to a neck-battle dog licking the hand of the trainer that beats it.
Leia felt that comment sink home and returned to the podium. Her voice remained low and placid, despite the anger spiking inside of her. Though she resented calling upon a Jedi calming technique, she did, allowing her to focus. Her expression sharpened, and her gaze swept out over the assembled senators.
You will choose to project on me all manner of sinister motives. This is your right. I can even understand old resentments being transferred to me, though I would have thought my history would have shown you where my heart is. Now I don't even expect you to listen to me, I guess. You see the New Republic as your own, and I applaud your rising to take responsibility for it. Despite what you might think or want to believe, you make me very proud. Where you disappoint me is in turning on yourselves. The New Republic's strength has always come from its union of diverse peoples.
She shrugged, then straightened up.
I will leave for you all that we have learned about these invaders. I hope you will find the information useful when you find a time to employ it.
Borsk Failure regarded her closely as she stepped back from the podium.
What will you do now, Leia?
She huffed quietly and stared at him for a moment.
Afraid I will stage a coup to get my way, Borsk? Do you think I have that much power?
I'll do what I need to. The New Republic may have abandoned me, but I have not abandoned it. This threat must be stopped.
The fur on the back of the Bothan's neck rose slowly.
You have no official standing. You can't just commandeer equipment, issue orders, and the like.
She slowly shook her head, then smiled as Alagos appeared at her side.
I know the rules, Chief Failia. Both those publicly codified and those by which the game is truly played. I have no desire to pit myself against you, so don't make it necessary.
Alagos rested a hand on Leia's shoulder.
This senator wishes to learn more about the threat. I trust, Chief Failia, there will be no interference with my investigation.
Interference? No.
The Bothan's violet eyes became slits.
Be careful, however. Curiosity will be permitted, but treason will be punished. Do you understand?
Alagos nodded, and Leia joined him.
Your message is received, Chief Failia. Senator Akla and I will be very careful, and so should you be. A judgment of treason in a time like this could haunt you through history, if the invaders leave anyone alive to care.